was Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you. You're on STC Radio. Okay, guys, how are we doing?
Terrible after I just hit that intro, which I sound that was, like a chipmunk.
I'm feeling good because that was an amazing intro.
Oh, yes, if you don't know, we have Mr. Will joining us. William Floyd, the one and only. Yes.
Don't call me William. Just call me Will.
I'm going to call him William from now on.
Because you know it's Friday, so we have to have a guest or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to call him William from now on. But yep. That's all good.
Anyway, next up, it's Lil Nas X. That's what I want. That was Lil Nas X. That's what I want. You're on STC Radio.
Yeah, okay. What are we talking about now, Gabe?
Real or artificial Christmas trees?
That is a tough question. Well, what do you think?
I have had both, and preferably artificial.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, all the leaves just fall on the ground and you have to pick that up.
But don't you get that Christmassy smell when you have...
Yeah, you get Christmas allergies from the pollen.
Wow. Same here. I have terrible hay fever, so I go artificial all day.
But don't we have a bunch of pessimists here? Okay. Well, I don't even have a real tree. I've never had a real tree. We've always done artificial. Because we don't know, actually. Artificial is just easier, and you can set up and you can reuse.
Yeah, and they look a lot better than the real trees.
Real tree. Again, I've never had a real tree, but, you know, I wouldn't mind it. I'd say this is going on my bucket list, stick it, declaration, have a real tree at one point.
No, honestly, but you've then got to just, like, throw it out.
Well, that's like the joy, you know? You have your Christmas spirit. And then you
better for the environment.
An artificial.
And also, my uncle sells real Christmas trees. He doesn't even use a real Christmas tree. He uses an artificial one.
Okay, but the real Christmas trees, it's giving us jobs, you know? The tree choppers, that's more economy.
Yeah, then you've also got people making the artificial ones. Oh no, that's my machine, the conveyor belt. But you got to make someone, like, get that all done. Like, making sure that the conveyor belt's still working. That's a job right there.
Wow. Okay, I take it back.
Yes,
then.
See, artificial is superior. And so I've got a fact here, if I can get into
that. A fact?
Yes.
No, we don't have too many of these in the morning show. We're trying to just talking.
82% of US households have an artificial tree over a real tree.
Wow, aren't they a bunch of pessimists?
But
isn't the real tree, like, you know, it's Christmas, you have all the Christmassy smell, then afterwards you get to throw it out in the alley instead.
Look, real Christmas trees just don't look as good. Because artificial Christmas trees are manufactured to look like Christmas trees.
Really? Okay, well, that's just great, isn't it?
Yep. Anyway, this next song here is 100 Bad Days by AJR. You're on STC.
100 Bad Days by AJR. You're on your hit station.
Yes, okay, what are we talking about now, Mr. Gabe?
Okay, so Adele has got a new album is coming out. It's called 30.
Is it?
30?
Yes.
Okay, anything more to add?
anything more?
And it's really weird because last year, or earlier this year, she released her album 29 because she was 29. And
makes sense, you know.
And she said, oh, this is going to be my last album.
Well, that went to hell, didn't it?
Yes.
Did you hear that she's getting rid of the shuffle play button for it as well?
The what?
So for her new album, she's basically gone to Spotify and they've gotten rid of the shuffle play.
Oh.
Because it tells a story and they don't want it to be in a random order. They want it to be in order of how they made it. Because
that's
it
cool.
Conveys
the story. Yeah, because it tells the story.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want it, it's releasing on the 19th of November, 2021.
Mm. Okay. That's cool. See, we learn facts here, okay? We're not some silly, goofy station. I mean, sometimes we are.
Yeah, well, no. So, other shows, they're not goofy, but sometimes we are a bit...
I don't think it's just sometimes with you guys.
We're not always the most mature people.
Obviously, I'm the most mature because I always get the facts.
Totally. Okay, sure, whatever. But anyway, next up we have Take You Dancing by Jason Derulo. You're on the morning show with Will Declan and Gabe.
It was Take You Dancing by Jason Derulo. You're on your hit station.
Yay, okay, what are we talking about now?
Red Notice.
The movie.
Yes.
The movie, just to specify. We don't know what other red notices there are, but...
It's a status in Interpol. Have you... Do you...
Wait, that's a view thing.
Is it?
I'm searching it up now.
Did you not pay attention to the movie?
Well, I just thought it was something they made up.
Really?
Anyway, is the movie good or bad, Mr. Will?
Well, you've seen it. Or are you just asking for
I'm asking
opinion?
Your opinion.
Yes, it's good, I think. I think that...
Correct. Okay. Gabe, is the movie good or bad?
Come on, man.
Yes, I think it's about a 9 out of 10.
Hold on, no.
And I've just, right, found, actually, out, no, I've just found out that Red Notice is actually real, and it's a request to law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionally arrest a person pending extradition, surrender...
Extradition.
Extradition.
You're not even looking at the thing, but you know
similar
the word.
Legal
wow.
Action.
I watch a lot of movies, man.
Okay.
I've seen Fast
yeah,
and
so
Furious.
So, Red Notice is a real thing.
So, what?
Hot damn. I got it right. Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to be talking about it. Now, let's try to keep away from spoilers, because any of our listeners, if they want to watch it, we don't want to be spoiling
the movie.
You guys
didn't care about spoilers when you were talking about Free Guy and I was on here and I hadn't watched it.
Well, you don't get an opinion. Okay.
Yeah, well, so well, you don't get an opinion.
Who did the best job in the movie? Was it Gal Gadot, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Ryan Reynolds? Who was the
Ryan
best
Reynolds.
In it?
Ryan Reynolds.
Really? Wow.
Ryan Reynolds, hands down, he is one of the funniest...
Not hands down, but he did do the best job. I don't think hands down.
Well,
though.
Yeah, I don't think it's hands down, because he had to surrender.
Wrong. Okay, try again.
Dwayne?
Oh, no, hold on. I messed
oh
it up.
Gosh.
Hold
dang
on. We got it. I'm a bit slow on this.
No, it's
not. It's Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Okay, it's 2-1. And
I've been silenced here.
Now Will has rights. He is right.
Will, you didn't get rights before, but now you do.
I always have to.
He is always... Ryan Reynolds always makes it funny. Even
he plays the same character in every movie.
No, he what? Doesn't.
What's the character, Declan?
Okay, so he's an art thief, right? And he cracks the man in every movie he plays. His character doesn't take anything seriously. Like,
yes,
can't we get a Ryan?
It's just him. This just the type of actor he
no,
is.
No,
he
in Free Guy, in Free Guy, at the end, he took this seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
So, bing, bang, boom, buddy.
I stand down then. Sure.
Good.
Sure.
Yeah, see,
well, what did Dwayne The Rock what did he do wrong?
Well, nothing.
The back of his head looks like a penis.
Oh, come on,
Gabe,
man.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate.
Yes,
not appropriate.
It's funny. Okay,
not appropriate.
No,
Gabe.
I
no.
bet you some, like, toddler is
boo.
Listening to this and laughing.
Be quiet, Tinkerbell.
I don't call him Tinkerbell.
Yeah, that's
another
thing.
Don't be mean. Okay.
Okay.
That's an old thing. But next up, we have Levitating Dua Lipa. You're on SDC Radio. That was Dua Lipa Levitating. You're on the morning show with Declan, Gabe, and Will. Okay,
right.
We need to shorten that somehow. Morning show, DW,
no,
G, no, I don't know.
No, we're not going to do that, Declan.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we're not.
See, you're so cringy, you make...
Wow, gee,
you're
thanks.
You're so cringy, you make Donald Trump look like a duck.
What?
What?
I made that one up on the fly.
Okay, I'm behind the scenes here. We're supposed to be doing roasting here, and I don't know what Gabe just said, but, you know.
It's all right, Gabe.
This is going to be such a whole
segment. Shut up. You're so old, you make dust look like a baby.
You're older than me.
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
I'm 12. Wait, no, please not give away personal information, but you're older than me.
Okay, fine then.
You gave away
just so you know, he's 13 and lives at...
Okay.
Something Elmwood Drive.
This is going... Elmwood Drive?
I don't
no.
know. It's just that...
Come on,
first
man.
Road.
Okay, we're roasting each other. Gabe, your hair's so blonde, it looks like the colour of that wall behind you.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. He's so dumb, he makes a rock look like Albert Einstein.
A rock or the rock?
A rock.
Oh, okay. Alright, this is going horrible. No, what? We're not even doing this. I can't find.
No,
well,
no,
you
I'm
got
one. Thinking. I'm
Will.
Thinking.
Oh,
can we abort mission?
No.
No, okay.
We've already gone into it. It's too late to pull out now.
Wow. You take the okay, character. Don't even gonna question that. Alright.
I could make that into a really good roast, but I don't want to do it on air.
Gabe, just be quiet. Okay, Gabe, your ears look like a giraffe. Look like a monkey.
Well,
if
head,
I didn't know you any better, I would think you are a pre-evolution of our species.
Your hair looks like a dead rat, and it smells like one too.
I know that, and dead rats are cool.
No.
Okay, guys, I'm going we to have to go. Guys, phase. Stop. We have to go on a serious topic. Generally, people. I heard this somewhere. Every couple minutes, a person gets scammed online. This person is Gabe Wells.
Okay, wow.
Every minute. He currently supports.
I don't even
he's
get
currently
that.
Talked to 71 Nigerian princes who have talked for a wire transfer.
What? Well, I don't actually. I steal their money. I'm a scammer.
Come
scammer.
On, man. You scam scammers.
I am
you
a
scam
con man.
Scammers.
I am a con man.
That's what this whole segment has been. All right.
Been,
just more
stupid.
Of just.
This has gone terribly.
Okay.
This has gone terribly.
Do you just want to end it? Should we just end it all, Mr. Will?
Yes.
Okay.
This has gone terribly.
Okay. Wow.
Will just searched up a great roast on my computer, and
yeah,
it came
I
up
can't.
With brisket.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, just.
I know.
Up next is Up Down Funk by Bruno Mars. You're on your hit station.
That was Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. You're on STC Radio.
Okay, so what are we talking about now, Gab?
Okay,
well, it's the outro.
Unfortunately, it's the end. Well, unfortunately for Will, fortunately for me, because I want to go home. Well, I can't go home. Can I? Anyway, it's
no,
the
you can't
end.
Go home.
You can check out
the next show.
Which, I'm sorry, this music is really making me sad.
I know, it is,
the next,
isn't
the
it?
Next up is Funfield Fridays with Zane, Lucas and Matthias. A original going way back, so be sure to tune into that. After that, it's the drive show of which myself, Declan and Zane will be on, so please
yeah,
tune into
I'm
that
gonna
as
be
well.
There.
As a guest.
Yes.
And so that
just as a guest, don't worry, it's not going to be a permanent arrangement.
And then it's Saturday, so we're not on.
Okay.
Yay, Saturday. Woo.
Saturday.
Okay. Well.
Saturday.
Yep, go to the. Okay, I'm on it. All right, next song we have Jackie Chan, Post Malone. I'm not sure what song this is. You're on STC Radio.